Desert Island Discs Revisited on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
My castaway this week is the naturalist Chris Packham. TV presenter, filmmaker, writer, photographer. Every bit of his work revolves around wildlife. If he's not busy telling us why we should love midges, he's enthusing about the hearing capacity of a barn owl. His passion for animals is clear. What they think of him remains a little more uncertain. His obsession with the natural world began early.
My parents say it was crawling around on the lawn of our very small house in Southampton and picking up ladybirds, putting them into matchboxes.
And in terms of the location of your house, I mean, it wasn't out in the sort of rural idyll, was it? This was a suburban...
It was, yes, it was on the edge of Southampton. There were some, what the council call, wasteland. It's never wasted on me, I can tell you. I made the most of that wasteland. And there I found badgers and foxes and snakes and butterflies and my first hedge sparrow's nest. I remember that very distinctly. I was about 9. I was walking down the edge of the field on my way home and I parted a bramble bush and looked in and saw this little cup filled with these fluorescing blue eggs, and they looked beautiful beyond compare.
What was the fascination? What was it stirring in you when you looked at it?
I think in those days it was the simplicity of nature's perfection. When I looked at ladybirds, for instance, on the tip of my finger, poised to take to the air, they all looked immaculate. They were symmetrical. None of them had lost limbs. They were neat. Everything they had seemed to have a purpose and a function, and they never failed. And again, I remember being at the bus stop in Woodmill Lane, and there was a starling that had been killed by a car, and it was lying in the gutter, and I picked it up and fanned its wing, and that sort of mail of feathers, intricate, perfect, beautiful, light, splendid, you know, they were shimmering in the sunlight in my palm. I was so excited. My mum said, put that dirty thing down, you'll get germs. She was always telling me to wash my hands, and as I always say, I will one day.
So your parents didn't share this enthusiasm? They weren't out there with you poking about in the hedgerows?
No, not initially. They weren't, but they were very tolerant of that interest, and they allowed me to turn their very small house into a menagerie. By the time I was 8, my bedroom walls were lined with tanks filled full of reptiles and anything else I could smuggle into the bedroom and put into them.
What did you smuggle into the bedroom?
Well, primarily British wildlife, so it was slow worms and common lizards and bank voles and frogs and toads, of course, initially. Then, as I got a bit older, it was fox cubs and badger cubs.
You brought a fox cub into the house?
Well, it was meant to be in the garden. My father built a cage at the top end of the garden. That's where they would spend their day. But I would bring it into the bedroom. I always wanted to sleep with these animals. I wanted them close to me all the time.
You now have 2 poodles.
I do, yes.
Now, that seems a curiously sort of domesticated and refined thing for a man of your sensibilities to have, a pair of poodles.
Well, I'd like to have other animals, but I'm not at home enough to look after them properly. And I call them my joy grenades because every day they go off and bring me joy. All I need to do is see them running sometimes and I break into a smile and start laughing.
Me too. Well, you and I could sit and talk about dogs for the next 45 minutes.
Desert Island Discs Revisited on Sundays at 10:15 in the morning and again in the evening at 9:15 on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4 Extra.
And now the bungling bureaucrats hit the buffers in an incident concerning a London Underground station. Not Mornington Crescent, but Belcher's End.
Time to meet the men from the Ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service. It has been said that you can always tell a civil servant, but you can't tell him much. In the General Assistance Department, those most civil servants, Richard Lamb and Derek Lennox Brown, not only tackle the problems of today, but also keep one eye firmly on the future.
Isn't it exciting, one? Celia's going to read my palm and tell my future. Exciting? I doubt it. Not if you're past anything to go by. A man whose biggest thrill was being allowed to use the canteen chip slicer on Christmas Eve.
No. Honestly, man, you're always putting me down.
Are you ready to be done, Mr. Lamb?
Eh? Oh, the fortune telling. Yeah. Actually, Mr. Lennox Brown's rather put me off, Celia.
Oh, sir, I hope you don't scoff at the mystic powers.
Yes, actually, I do, Celia. Did someone cross your palm with soot?
Oh, sorry, sir. It's these new eyelashes. The hair's so far apart, all the mascara falls through the gaps.
I see. Well, I come on to you. Have you dealt with that letter from the Ministry of Agriculture?
Oh, yes, from that chap in Hampshire, complaining about the noise from his neighbour's battery hens.
Ah, yes. What did you advise in your reply?
Disconnect the batteries.
Oh, glory. I shall retire to my own office and study some very important papers.
I know the important papers he wants to study.
Yeah, the Racing Express, the Sporting World and the Bookie Hater. He gets them free now, you know, government issue.
Does he really?
Mm. Says he's preparing evidence for the Royal Commission on Gambling.
Mm. Oh, well, it gives him an interest.
Anyway, now he's gone, Mr. Lamb. Don't you feel like having a go?
What?
I'll tell your future, like I said, read your palm.
Oh, I don't know, Celia. I've gone off it now. Tell you what, now we've finished elevenses, we can read each other's tea leaves. Here, give me your cup.
All right, and you give me your noddy mug.
Righto.
I'm afraid I can't read your tea leaves, Mr. Lamb. You had coffee, didn't you?
Oh, yes, of course. It's the second Monday in the month. Never mind. We can use Mr. Lennox Brown's coronation mug. He had tea.
All right, then.
Here, I'll have a look at it first.
Can you see anything?
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Lots of smudges.
Lots of smudges.
And a long, crumpled white thing.
Mr. Lennox Brown.
No, it's not Mr. Lennox Brown.
I was going to say Mr. Lennox Brown was smoking. That's his cigarette end, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's no need to go and drop it, was there?
But Celia, I didn't do it deliberately. It's broken. He'll be furious.
He will. He's had that mug for years. Says it holds 38% more tea than the standard ministry cup.
Oh, what can we do?
Hide the pieces. Somewhere no one ever looks. I know, the in tray.
No. No, Celia, we'll have to mend it somehow. Here, help me pick up the bits.
Yeah, all right.
Is there any glue in the office?
No, Mr. Lamb.
Oh, dear, then I'll have to go out and buy some glue. Oh, shan't be long, Celia. And remember, not a word of any of this to Mr. Lennox Brown.
Now, look, old boy, we're not obliged to take any work unless it comes through Sir Gregory Pitkin. We're overstretched as it is. I've got a very heavy day ahead of me. I'm sorry. Nuisance. Now then, where was I? 2:30 committee meeting, 3:00 the minister, 3:30 black pyjamas 100 to 8. Roman nose ran well at Leicester. Let's have a peek at the form book. Oh dear. Lennox Brown peeking. Speaking.
Pitkin here.
Sir Gregory. Good morning. Good morning. Nice to hear from you.
I'm sending you out to Belcher's End.
I hope you're. What?
Belcher's End.
Do they?
Belcher's End, man. It's the terminus of the new tube line.
Oh, yes, that extension to the London Underground.
Yes, they've asked me to perform the opening ceremony on Friday.
Good, good.
Connections with London Transport, you know. I want you and Lamb to go out to Belcher's End this afternoon. Check all preparations are in order.
Ah, I see, Sir Gregory, yes.
Our local bigwigs are gathering at the new Belcher's End station at 3:30 for a sort of rehearsal. They were hoping to meet me, but you'll have to do.
Oh, it's very kind of you to put it like that.
Now I have to go down to Norfolk at midday, staying till Friday morning.
Oh, yes, I heard, Sir Gregory. I hope you have a good holiday.
Holiday? Holiday? It's not a holiday. It's a fact-finding mission.
Oh, yes, yes. I gather you're taking Miss Bentwater from the typing pool, yes. No doubt to record the facts as you find them.
How did you know that? Has she opened her big... all you've got to worry about is making sure this Belcher's End business is all tied up. I'm coming straight back to the champagne lunch on Friday.
Quite, Sir Gregory, yes. Will the ceremony go on long?
Well, certainly not. Want to get away early for the weekend. I drive myself too hard as it is. Perhaps in Norfolk I shall find a little peace.
I thought you were taking one with you, Sir Gregory.
What?
I said, I hope you're not taking work with you, Sir Gregory. I mean, you need to relax. Get out with the Norfolk Broads. On the Norfolk Broads. Oh, Gloria.
I'll send the Belcher's End file to your office at once.
Yes, very good, Sir Gregory. Thank you so much. And I hope you have a very pleasant trip.
It is not a trip, man. It's a fact-finding mission.
Of course, Sir Gregory. Yes, and if there are any facts you don't already know, I'm sure Miss Bentwater will help you pick them up. That's to say, of course... Oh, it's funny, he's gone.
Yes, Mr. Lennox Brown?
Is Mr. Lamb there, Celia?
No, sir. He's just nipped out to buy some... Oh, I'm not allowed to say.
All right, Celia, all right. I don't mind him eating sherbet fountains. But when he comes back, tell him we've got an important job for this afternoon. And order a car for 3 o'clock, please.
Yes, Mr. Lennox.
Oh, and Celia, Sir Gregory's sending over an important file. Keep an eye open for it.
Very good, sir.
I'm going out now. Stroll in the park before lunch.
Celia, I've got the glue.
Oh, good.
Bought it at that shop that sells ex-officers' undervests and paraffin stoves for camping.
Yeah.
The man in the shop said that it was the most powerful glue on the market.
What's it called? Stickerama.
That's right.
More than a glue, a way of life. Family size, fourpence off.
The man said it was amazing what it'll stick and where it'll stick it.
I can imagine.
This stuff should be just the thing to mend Mr. Lennox Brown's coronation mug.
I hope we can do it. I can't stand it when he's angry.
We need something to stand the mug on. Ah, here, this nice thick file will do.
Oh, that's a special file Sir Gregory's just sent over.
Jolly thoughtful of him, just right for the job. Now, I'll hold the glue like this here in my right hand. I'll hold my hand up so, and I want you to stick a pin in it.
Right.
Oh, Celia, what are you doing?
Sorry, Mr. Lamb, it slipped. Oh, the pin won't go through the cap, Mr. Lamb.
And the cap won't unscrew. Oh, perhaps if we squeeze the tube, it'll burst through. My toothpaste always does. Now, you take that end and I'll take this one. One, two, and squeeze.
Oh, well,
it's out anyway.
Oh, Mr. Lamb, it's everywhere. Look, all over the desk and the floor.
It's made pretty patterns on the window.
And that blue bottle on the ceiling hasn't half copped it. Honestly, Mr. Lamb, I never saw such a mess.
Oh, don't fuss, Celia. We must get on and fix Mr. LB's mug. Oh.
Mr. Lamb, you've got to stop mucking about with this glue. It's lethal.
Well, Mr. LB's mug stuck together all right.
Yeah, but you've got the office date stamp stuck to the top, haven't you? Every time he drinks from that, he'll stamp April the 1st on his forehead.
Well, I must admit, this is very tricky stuff.
It's downright dangerous.
I don't see how it can be dangerous. Oh, yes, I do. It's stuck the seat of my trousers to this chair.
And it stuck Sir Gregory's file together like a fossilised fern.
Well, I expect he's got another one.
Look, I'll fold the end of the tube over so no more glue can get out.
And we'd better leave a note so people won't touch it. Those cleaners are always prying about. Type it so it looks official.
What shall I put?
Let's see. We've just discovered this new tube is dangerous. It must be kept closed at all costs till proper precautions can be taken. Good. Now, let me read it. Oh, and I'd better stamp it official, too.
Oh, Mr. Lamb, don't put it on Sir Gregory's file. It'll stick.
Oh, too late, Celia. It's stuck. Never mind, it's not a bad place for the warning. People can see the damage it caused.
Yeah, well, a fine old mess we got here. Anyway, I'm off to lunch.
Right, Celia, just put that tube in the desk drawer with you, out of harm's way.
Besides, we don't want Mr. LB to know anything about the glue, do we? He's still got no mug.
Good heavens, is that a time? I'm lunching with Mr. Smelly Brown.
Mr. Smelly Brown of Staff Administration?
Yes, I'm planning to ventilate my grievances. I must be off.
Oh!
Oh, Celia, my trousers, the glue.
Yeah, you'll ventilate quite a lot more.
Come in, Proudfoot. I'll show you that article I mentioned at lunch.
Oh, thank you.
We haven't seen our office, have you?
No. That's your desk over there.
No, that's Lamb's.
Oh, yes.
Hello, his chair's got a new cover on the seat. It's very smart, isn't it? Same material as his suit.
Nobody about.
No, they're still all at lunch. Shocking hours, my staff keep, you know.
Oh, yes,
I called them in at 10 last Friday to give them a good dressing down about punctuality and so on.
How did they take it,
I don't know. I didn't get here in time.
What's the current job?
Oh, Lamb and I are going over to Belcher's End this afternoon to check on this underground extension.
Oh, yes, 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 the new tube line.
Yes, that's it. Well, Sir Gregory was supposed to have sent us a file on it somewhere.
Well, that looks like one of Sir Gregory's files over there.
Wait a minute, there's a title on the spine. Yeah. Belcher's End Underground Project, confidential. Ah, I can't open the blessed thing. All the pages are stuck together.
Yeah.
Well, that's very odd. Can't be that confidential.
Just a moment. There's a memo stuck on the front there.
Oh, yes. We've just discovered this new tube is dangerous. It must be kept closed at all costs till proper precautions can be taken. Good gracious me.
Yes, well, they must have discovered some hidden snag at the last moment. Sir Gregory wants you to tell the locals it stays closed.
Yes, but only this morning he told me to lay on the opening.
Oh, ours is not to reason why, old boy. These are your orders. Look, there's the official stamp on it.
But I ought to check, didn't I?
Well, you can't check with Sir Gregory. He's gone.
Yes, he's gone, yes. Well, how about the National Inspector Transport?
Oh, yes, NIT.
Yes. He's in charge of all these matters, isn't he? Yes, well, I'll go and ask him. Oh, excuse me, are you the man they call NIT?
Yes. Actually, National Inspector Transport with Inland Traffic. NITWIT.
Oh. Yes, I see. Well, I'm Lennox Brown, General Assistance Department. Yes, I want to check this order's in order.
In this place, all orders are in order.
But closing this tube line, I mean, it seems so sudden.
Look, I'm frightfully busy here, you know. You see all these TV screens? I'm watching London's traffic.
Oh, really?
Oh, jolly good. There's a super jam at Piccadilly Circus. Nothing moving at all. Oh, my word, some of them are going backwards.
Yes, but look, this tube line was to open on Friday, you see. Now Sir Gregory says it stays closed.
I say, Kingston Bypass, jam solid. Oh, look at that young couple in the sports car. They're on the verge.
I am trying to ask you about this tube line, but when I open my mouth, you change the subject.
Well, don't open it. Keep it shut, man.
Oh. Oh, then you want the tube shut, too.
I don't know where Mr. LB is. That car's here I ordered for him.
Car?
He said you and him were going out at 3 o'clock, an important job. Pity you lost your trousers.
I searched the building for another pair. It's lucky the hall porter had these.
But you look a right Nana in your bowler hat, black jacket and yellow waterproof over trousers.
Listen, they're very drafty.
Oh, your legs look like a hen's. All yellow and crinkly.
Now, we're going to be late, too. Good grief. This is a vital mission. What are you doing in plastic pants?
I'm afraid I lost my trousers this morning, man. Or rather, I didn't actually lose them, you understand. I had to discard them.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, how shall I put it? I had an accident.
You had an accident?
Yes.
I see. And now you've gone over to yellow waterproofs. Not taking any more chances, I suppose.
What is it we've got to do?
We are to meet the mayor and local bigwigs at Belcher's End Station.
Oh, the new underground line. It opens on Friday, doesn't it?
Yes, well, it was supposed to, but now Sir Gregory says keep it closed.
Isn't that typical of some government departments? Probably all a silly mistake. Thank heavens we don't get things gummed up like that.
Well, if there's a nettle to be grasped, we'd better get the bit between our teeth and put our foot down.
With a firm hand.
Yes. Well, they won't be too happy at Belcher's End when they hear our news. I gather they're very keen out there.
Well, Lady Laverty, I think I've shown you everything.
It's been quite an experience, Mr. Mayor. I'm very impressed.
Oh, by the way, have you met the station architect?
You may bring him to me.
He's there, actually, under your left elbow.
Good gracious. How do you do, Mr.
Bucket. Humphrey Bucket.
Oh, go on then, Bucket. Stop fiddling with your foot roll. Shake her hand, she won't bite.
You must be a very proud man.
No, he's not. He only stands that way.
How do you do, Lady Laverty?
I take it all your plans are in hand for Friday.
Oh, yes, everything's all set for the first train to leave the pleasant fields of Belcher's End and go roaring down the new extension to the hurly-burly of the Bakerloo and Metro...
Steady, Bookie, don't overdo it.
Politan line.
Now, I thought some flowers or bunting round the ticket office would please Sir Gregory.
Ah, good idea. Hey, where is the ticket office?
Ticket office? Oh, ticket office. Oh, dear. Oh, well, we all make mistakes. I dare say we can rig something up by Friday.
Arrange some flowers round it anyway.
Well, there are pansies round the drinks machine already. I'm especially proud of that coin in the slot drinks machine. You can have a choice of tea, coffee, or iced drinks.
Aye, I just tried it. I got iced, raspberry-flavoured, fizzy, tea. This looks like the men from the ministry now.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. I'm afraid Sir Gregory Pitkin can't be here today, after all.
Aye, we heard. You'll be Lennox Brown, I take it.
That's right, yes.
And this must be Mr. Lamb in the yellow... plastic breeches.
I'm awfully sorry about that. You see, my trousers. I had an accident.
Yes, that'll do, too.
You'll be pleased to hear, gentlemen, that everything's ready for the opening ceremony.
Nothing can go wrong now, nothing.
Yes. Ah, well, now, yes, there's one rather important factor I ought to mention about this opening.
Oh, what's that?
What's that? Yes. Well, now, how shall I put it? There isn't going to be one.
What?
I'm afraid not, ladies and gentlemen. No, the new underground line must stay closed. Now, there's been a top-level decision for reasons we cannot disclose.
Why not?
Because we don't know them.
Quiet.
Now, please, don't be upset, ladies and gentlemen, please. You'll get your new service one day.
One day? One day? 30 years we commuters have waited for a direct line to town. Wait any longer, it'll be too late.
Too late?
I retire next week.
I think we'd better go, one. The mayor looks ugly.
We'll not close. We shan't take this line down from any government officials.
I'll never lie down under a government official.
No, we'll not give in. We'll defy you.
In that case, I shall have no option but to implement this decision by a policy of sanctions through the powers of the Transport Authority.
Quite right, one. What does that mean?
It means that all work will be stopped.
You'll have a fight on your hands,
and
you.
All London transport staff will be withdrawn, so there will be no one to man the trains. All right, come along, too. Good day to you all.
This means war.
I call on you to remember the spirit of Dunkirk.
Oh.
We open our tube line tomorrow.
And here is the news read by John Curl. There were amazing scenes on the London Underground today when an unexpected train entered the Bakerloo line driven by a lady in a floral dress, wide-brimmed hat and tan accessories. She seemed to have some difficulty controlling the train, which mounted the platform at Piccadilly and travelled above ground down Regent Street before re-entering the underground system at Trafalgar Square. It was later learnt that this train was part of a pirate service running from the new Belcher's End extension. The authorities are apparently uncertain how to stop these illegal activities without bloodshed.
Switch it off, too.
Oh, this is terrible, one. What will Sir Gregory say? The mind boggles.
Too, I've told you again and again that too much boggling is bad for you. Yes. Now, your doctor's told you to give it up, hasn't he?
Yes.
Well, you need all your strength for this problem.
Yes, but
oh,
you
quiet,
don't get
you,
the...
quiet. Now, look. Now, we can't hope... Oh, do stop it. Now, look, we can't hope to keep this from Sir Gregory, can we? So, I've decided the best thing is to point out we couldn't help the locals turning nasty and ask for his advice.
But he's lost in Norfolk, one.
Well, not quite lost, too. He left a contact in case of emergency. Apparently thought his office geranium might turn sickly.
How do we get in touch with him?
Well, I've sent a wire, care of the Top Hat Country Club at Nether Ticking. Asked him to ring us at 3.
But at 2:15, we've got to see the Atomic Energy Authority about their new oil stove.
That came later. Still, we'll be back in time, don't we?
I'd better warn Celia, just in case.
Yes, Mr. Lamb?
Celia, in case we're laid back, will you watch out for a call from Sir Gregory about 3 o'clock?
Righty-ho.
It's very important. We need his advice about this tube problem.
Oh, all right, then.
Hello? General Assistance Department, Celia Nobbs speaking.
Pitkin, Lennox Brown there?
No, I'm sorry, Sir Gregory. They're not back from the atomic thing me yet.
Damned impudence. They asked me to ring.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. This thing came up after. They told me to watch out for you, sir.
Ah. We had to turn down a fourth brandy to make this call.
Very sorry, sir. How's your fact-finding mission, sir?
Oh, now my blasted cigar's gone out. What? Oh, the mission. Oh, very fruitful. Very fruitful indeed. Yes. Miss Bentwater and I have been covering a lot of ground. What's happening in London? Haven't heard any news since we came here.
Well, there's a few problems.
Ah, yeah, there usually are. I gather they want my advice on something special.
Yes, Sir Gregory. We've had terrible trouble with this new tube.
What? The new tube? Good heavens, what's happened?
Well, the whole thing's got out of hand. A terrible mess.
Good grief, I can't turn my back for 5 minutes.
Mr. Lamb's had his trousers torn off.
What?
There's sticky stuff everywhere. Mr. LB's mug's got the date stamp stuck
sticky
on it.
Sticky stuff? Date stamp? What are you talking about?
This tube of glue, Sir Gregory. It's causing havoc in the office.
Tube of glue? Well, good Lord, you don't mean they asked me to ring about a tube of glue?
Apparently, Sir Gregory.
Oh, Lord. Well, I suppose I shouldn't be surprised at anything that happens in that office. You won't believe this, Daphne. They want my advice on a tube of glue. No, dear, don't get up. I'll be with you in a moment. Now, look, Miss Nobbs. Tell them I've more important things to deal with than glue.
Sorry, sir. It's just this sticker-armor, such horrid stuff. It's set so hard, you can't budge it.
Ah, sticker-armor, eh? No wonder you're in trouble. Yes, we had problems with that at home. Tried repairing the cocktail bar and got Lady Pitkin's elbow stuck to the brandy flask. Couldn't tell her flask from her elbow. As it's sticker-armor, I will give you a tip. Water's the thing. If things are stuck, soak them. If the tube's sticky, pour water down it.
Apparently they're sticking posters on the tunnel walls too. Free London's Underground.
Let's hope Sir Gregory's got a suggestion.
Oh, here they are, Sir Gregory. Sir Gregory's on the line now, Mr. Lennox Brown. He says the answer to this tube problem is to pour water down it.
Ah, I thought he'd come up with... Pour water down it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, let me speak to him. Hello, Sir Gregory.
You can't waste more time, Lennox Brown. I've told your girl the answer. Pour water down the tube and your troubles are over. Warm, soapy water if you've got it. If not, cold will do. The more the better. Soon sort things out. The tube can be used again when it's dried.
I suppose one should turn all current off first, Sir Gregory, and warn everyone.
What? Warn everyone? Well, all right, if you want to be finicky. I can't see the need myself.
He's ruthless, too. You can see how he got on. Yeah. Well, very good, Sir Gregory. We'll do as you say.
Yeah, no, you'd hope so. A lot of fuss over trivia. Don't disturb me again.
Two?
Hmm?
We're going to pour water down the tube at Belcher's End.
What?
I'll ring the reservoir. You find a demolition firm.
Oh, no.
Celia, you go and fetch Mr. Lamb some smelling salts.
And here is the news read by John Curl. London's Underground Railway was today flooded with water following a surprise ministry ruling. As a result, there has had to be some restriction of services. Journeys on the Inner Circle have been limited to one submarine an hour. However, on the Northern Line, where the water level is not so high, a full commuter service has been maintained by a fleet of paddle boats from Regent's Park. Swimmers on the Central Line are reminded that it is an offence to plunge in without paying full fare and with intent to avoid payment. Answering a question in the House, the Prime Minister agreed the flooding had affected London's main sewer and said he proposed to look into it.
Oh, sorry, I'm late too. Spot of fog on the line. All the trains were held up.
Oh, well, at least you didn't have to swim here.
Do you remember that business last spring, too? Belcher's End, wasn't it?
Shall I ever forget it, Ron? The Civil Service Debating Society voted it the clangor of the year.
I always felt we got away with that one rather lightly. Of course, after being away with Miss Bentwater, Sir Gregory had to help us cover up.
Still, I think you deserve the major credit for your statement about a dynamic new plan to clean up London's underground.
Well, thank heavens we've had no disasters like that this year. Well, come on, now let's have a cup of tea.
Right, you are, Ron. We'll have to use the cardboard cups.
Oh, why?
All our crockery was so dirty, I told Celia to give it a thorough wash. Left her a note.
Good, good. Well, I can get on with these Far East policy orders now. Just a minute, let me see that note.
Here you are, man.
What's this? Please put all china underwater till Monday at least. Two, are you mad?
What have I done?
China? Destroy that note at once, man. What? Tear it up, burn it, eat it, destroy it. Do you hear? You've done it again, you stupid idiot.